Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Since we got Five Star Vegas, next segment we got Beat the Warehouse Live Guy, and then we got News of the Weird. This is the last segment of the Three Best Friends for the week. So
I like that nickname.
Yep.
I like to change. I don't know why we're lying to the people.
But. We are. We're the three best friends, and we do a show every day together.
So let me ask you something, John. Since we're best friends, as you say, the three best friends, in this group of friends, did anyone wish anyone else Merry Christmas or Happy New Year?
No.
Sam did.
No.
Sam called us losers.
I said in this group.
Sam said Happy New Year, losers.
Then say anything about the team mom.
No, I forgot to text y'all. But yeah. I tested positive. I went to urgent care on tested positive for RSV on
Christmas.
We're best
friends, so you didn't tell us.
I should have told you I was sick. Yeah.
No, I knew you were sick, but I didn't ask how you were. I didn't wish you a Merry Christmas or Happy New Year.
So, no. The best
friends friends do.
We don't have to. We don't need to
You know what? You guys knew that I was wishing you nothing but the best.
I knew that.
The only thing we got from you over the holiday was, this pretty cool stadium. He was at the Rams game or something. Oh, look at the stadium. Look how good it is.
No, I did say that. Who has a better defense, Miami or what's his name? Luigi.
Jesus. He did take his shot at your team, now, yes.
The problem for John is with that, I've been out on that meathead since he got hired. The Miami slander's not going to hurt me. I've been out on Mario since he got hired. I don't care what happens. Right. We'll say whatever. Well, I'm like, you know what? You're right, John. Anytime you say something about him, I'm like, yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm not going to get upset.
That's what the best friends do. They prop each other up.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I said this before, John ain't got no weak point because he doesn't care. He doesn't root for anyone. He flits no matter whatever.
I root for the Texans.
Whatever the T-shirt is, that's who he roots
for. That's not true.
I've
been with the Texans organization since day one.
When Alonzo was in Cleveland, you were Brown or Seahawk. It don't matter. It doesn't matter who he roots for.
That was
LSU. LSU. Oklahoma State.
I'm an LSU guy, and I'm a Texan
Cougar.
Guy.
Yeah, it does not matter. As long as the T-shirts roll in, it don't matter who's playing.
T-shirts and pizza.
Yeah. Who cares? So he works from a position of strength because you can't shoot at him about college football because it doesn't matter. He ain't rooted for a team since he grew up. What's your childhood team, John?
Notre Dame.
But you don't care about him anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. See? Doesn't
matter. I didn't work. Here's the deal. Okay? I'm not Charlie Polillo talking about Syracuse basketball.
Well, obviously. He's one of those.
No, or Rich Lord talking about the New York Giants. You know what? No one here cares about them.
I didn't say talk
you know
about them.
You got to adopt
say talk.
The team that you're.
No,
that
you don't. That's not how sports fans react. That's,
yes, it
you,
does.
That's unique to you. Not a lot. Sports fans generally don't do that. I didn't say talk about them.
Well, in this business, you do.
I'm a fan of a team. I'm not. I talk about the Texans all the time because that makes sense. But do I bleed?
I'm a fan.
Texans.
I'm a fan
Steel
of the
Blue?
Texans.
You're unique in that way. Not a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
That's
well,
a unique
I,
thing for
okay,
you.
Okay, so you just admitted it. I'm unique. Okay?
I didn't say it
there
was good.
There you go.
A lot of things are unique.
Way. In a great way.
But I was more talking about college football. You're a Notre Dame fan as a kid because you grew up in the Midwest. But taking a shot at you about LSU like you try to take at people for their schools, it don't hit the same. It doesn't hit the same for you because you didn't grow up rooting for LSU.
You know why
here
I paid,
we go,
why
the
it hits the same?
We've heard the money
thing.
Because
I paid money. I paid put my money in
John,
that school.
Paying for the school for your kids to go there ain't the same as growing up watching the team play.
Yeah, it
ain't
is.
The same.
It's better.
It ain't the
you
same.
You don't put nothing into
it
Miami's
program.
It ain't
the
program.
Same. But you know, all of my childhood memories about rooting for that school, so
who
it
cares
sticks.
About your childhood
exactly.
Memories.
It doesn't,
you had a terrible childhood.
John, the point, no, actually they're good
ones. Deported all your family.
John, actually they're good as a kid. That's the point. So when you shoot at someone about their college team or who they root for, it don't matter because I listen to you and there ain't nothing there. You're an empty vessel, as I said.
Yeah, empty. No, I actually put my money where my mouth is.
Congratulations.
With the Texans and with the
well,
LSU.
You stopped actually.
Yeah, you don't do that
pay
anymore.
The Texans.
Yeah, that's okay. I still love them. I still want him to win.
You don't put your money there anymore.
Okay, so
if you really love him, you'll keep buying season tickets.
He don't love him that much.
I haven't been to a game in 3 years.
Oh, what about you? You don't love him?
All that love.
Well, I watch him every week.
So do a lot of people.
Well, that's what happens when you get old. When you're old, you do that.
Spend your money. Start giving them more money.
How come you haven't bought
them? You love them.
They got new jerseys, new merch. You haven't bought any of that stuff? You got all the old stuff?
I've given them plenty of money over the years.
That love ain't the same.
And they've done nothing with it. All right. Jimmy Butler to the Rockets. 4-1.
Play Jimmy's audio.
4-1 right now.
Here's Jimmy Butler, the guy who's never been satisfied anywhere, everywhere he goes.
Right.
He got... Who is it? Was it Chicago? Okay, take me through.
Minnesota.
He made Minnesota people cry. Like he was too hard for Minnesota. They were too soft. So he couldn't play there. He got out of the Bulls, right? Went to – what's the time? Take me along the Jimmy timeline.
He was traded from Chicago, Minnesota, Philly, Miami,
Philly.
And now who's next? Who
That's
knows?
Right. Philly. Didn't last long in Philly. Like he's never happy, John. Never. And now...
Well, I don't want him.
I didn't either. Did you hear him yesterday?
Yeah.
About his joy? Here's Jimmy Butler talking about about being joyful.
And I don't shoot the ball a lot, but we want to sit here and say that I don't play hard. What will fix it? What do you want to see happen to fix it? What do I want to see happen? I want to see me get my joy back from playing basketball. And wherever that may be, we'll find out here pretty soon, but I want to get my joy back. I'm happy here, off the court. But I want to be, back to somewhere dominant. I want to hoop and I want to help this team win. Right now, I'm not doing that. Can you get your joy back here on the court? Probably not.
Meanwhile, his hairdo looks like the mayor of, Whoville. Have you seen that? You got to look up the mayor of Whoville and look at Jimmy in that press conference, and I think it's almost identical.
Mayor of Whoville.
So in the movie,
God, was Jimmy's hair like that? In that?
Yeah. Look at.
Remember when he had emo hair? It was the most disconcerting thing that's ever happened in humanity.
So Jimmy says he'll go. Apparently, behind the scenes, the word is he'll go anywhere.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Not behind the scenes. It was in the article. Shams and his report after that presser. It's in the article. He'll play anywhere.
Right. Well, he didn't say it. Behind the scenes, he said it. He's saying it.
He can't because he'll get fined. You can't make a public trade request.
He'll go anywhere, which means he doesn't care about. He doesn't care about winning.
That's not true because he said he wants to go somewhere dominant. He wants to go somewhere where
he
can win a championship.
No. He wants to be dominant again. He's just a role player in Miami now.
He has taken on that role himself.
It's intentional.
No one put him there. He decided to do
that. No one asked their best player or one of their top two players to play like that. He's trying to get out of there. Let's be honest. He probably wants to go to a place that has a chance to win a championship.
Look, this has vacillated between I want my money, and Pat Riley said, I'm not going to give you your money because you're not available. And I need you to stop talking when you're not available. That has become a point of contention. This is all about he wanted that extension for what he's done in the past. And he said, you don't play enough currently to give us a reason to give you that. So if you play and play well, we'll be glad to have this conversation in the summer. And that wasn't going to fly. He felt disrespected. And all the stuff that's come after about his role, that we first heard that for the first time last night, and Pat Riley insulting him and that being something that broke the relationship up. It all stems from the one thing that has mattered since that end of the year press conference in April of last year. We're not giving him his money. Yeah. And that's where this is.
And I mean, how much of this, John, is he wants his money? And do you want to give it to him as the Rocket? Like, I don't want Jimmy Butler.
No.
I do not. I'll talk about De'Aaron Fox, but then something came out yesterday with beat writer from I guess he's a beat writer or maybe a radio host who was like, apparently De'Aaron Fox is a guy who's known for not really playing hard all the time, for not caring enough, that he made a comment, I guess, one time where he didn't get a closeout late in the game. He's like, it doesn't matter. And that sits really poorly because I did wonder, why is De'Aaron Fox potentially tradable? Only if you want to get rid of him is he potentially tradable, if you want to shuffle the deck. So just keep that in mind. That De'Aaron, I think a lot of things changes when you get with a team who has a culture that Ime's building. So I'm a little less worried. And Jimmy fits culturally. Jimmy would fit. Butler would fit culturally. But do we want to get artificially old and throw more money at an old player? That's such a dumb way to shut a window sooner than it needs to shut.
No, I'm not done with that. All right, who makes the playoffs, Denver, Miami, or the Bengals?
Miami. Who does Miami play this week, Dale?
You got the Jets.
Yeah,
the
Miami.
Miami? I got Denver. Chiefs are going to sit the lay down.
Lay down for what reason?
Because they don't want the Bengals possibly being there.
Well, they wouldn't even play the Bengals in round.
You just don't want them in it at all.
You don't want them in at all.
I don't think they're laying down.
They won't play their starters. Wentz is going to play.
Okay.
He's going to try his hardest.
That's what I said. They're laying down.
I think they'll try to win. And are they good enough with Wentz to beat Denver? Is it in Kansas City?
They almost lost at home to Denver with Mahomes.
They've almost lost a
That's
10
what they
games.
Do.
They're almost losers.
No, they don't.
And all they do is win.
Denver beats them. And who wins? Who's the number one seed?
Actually, I think you're right. I think Denver is. I think Denver is going to win.
And who's the number one seed in the NFC?
Number one seed in the NFC.
So Lions or Vikings
will
play
be
this week.
Right. Lions.
Yeah, probably the Lions. They're at home, and they're just really good.
Yeah. See if they get stops.
That defense with all those injuries. Against this Minnesota team?
It's a problem. I thought Green Bay would come in and cause problems for the Vikings. Whew, was I wrong?
Yep. All right, we got a break. Five stars going to give us winners next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance and I are both talking about Aqueduct Plumbing. There's a lot of plumbing. We had the recorded spot. We had an earlier live spot here. I'm telling you, January is a problem. You got a problem with your plumbing right now, okay? First of all, cold weather, pipes could freeze, whatever. You don't know when we're going to have a freeze. We had one before, and guess what? A bunch of people had problems. So when you have a problem, you have to have this number in your phone because you don't want to be looking. When water is spouting up in your home or all of a sudden you look at your floorboards and they're all buckling, you're like, I need to do something now. I don't need something in about 10 minutes. I need something now. And Aqueduct Plumbing will be there for you. 281-488-6238. Because when you got a problem, they're there, and they're going to fix it. 281-488-6238, Lance.
Yeah, and make sure that you have everything taken care of before this big freeze is coming up. Big freeze coming up this next week where it's going to drop under freezing. If you need them to come out before that happens because you don't want anything to burst with your pipes, you want to check on, make sure your pipes are in good shape. There's no leaking. You want to make sure that they come out and take a look at the pipes that are unprotected. Whatever the case may be, remember the big freeze is on the way next week and it's going to stay cold. So why don't you have our friends over at Aqueduct Plumbing Company come out there and make sure you're ready for it. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance and Dell being joined right now in the new year by our good friend, Five Star. What up, Five Star? How are we doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What kind of year did you have last year, Five Star? You always keep track. You know where you're at. Did you have a good one?
Really good year, man, especially early. We did really good from August all the way to Thanksgiving. Had a little bit, you know, coming back to the mean at the end of the year. But, man, as always, over 60% and a really, you know, good time, man, and the group did well.
That's because you continue to look at games like a handicapper as opposed to a casual bettor and taking all the favorites because all the favorites are coming in every week.
Yeah, man, that's what's happened lately. Lately, they flipped the script on us. Guys who bet Sharp, man, have been really struggling. I know a lot of good handicappers, and this last couple weeks has been rough in the NFL especially.
Yep. Well, it's been rough. We got bowl games that we got, it doesn't matter. Listen, okay, Texas State is playing, or the FCS championship. There's money to be made. Who cares what the game is? It could be whatever game. It could be a 1AA game. Who cares? There's money to be made if you're on the right side, right?
Yeah, the thing about college football that I like the most, guys, is you have advantages. You have a discrepancy in talent. When you have that, that's a better screen, because now I can see an angle to have an advantage on the books and the line, and take advantage of just the lack of talent on one side and the better talent on the other, and let's ride it out. Sometimes you find places also in college football where they don't understand the recruiting grounds like I do, whereas I know that if I got a team full of Texas guys, a team full of Louisiana guys, they're going to be able to compete and play with teams that the book thinks are really better than them.
Well, give us the winners.
All right, let's go today. We got a game, actually. I think it's 3 p.m. you guys' time out in Houston. It's 1 p.m. out here in Vegas. It's going to be the First Responder Bowl. It's going to be North Texas battling Texas State. Texas State actually won this game last year. They beat Houston's own Rice last year, 45-21. Two young coaches that really love offense, and G.J. Kenny and Eric Morris. Both those guys are Texas natives, so it's going to be all Texas affair. Most of the rosters on both sides, all Texas guys. Like most colleges, these teams are both dealing with transfer portal. We got 11 players leaving from Texas State, 16 from North Texas. But North Texas is losing their most important player, man, and their best player on the field, and that's Chandler Morris. He earned a third-team All-American Athletic Conference honors this season. And now he's going to Virginia. He's going to play with the big boys again and go to D1. He originally started at TCU. So now he's going to Virginia, so they will not have their trigger man. Whereas you look on the other side of the field, Jordan McLeod, who's a really dynamic quarterback for Texas State, will play. Texas State will be without their normal starting running back and one of their starting receivers, but I think that they have enough depth. And I actually even like their backup quarterback a little bit more than Jordan McLeod. He doesn't get a lot of play, but I have seen him play, and he's a little bit more physical than McLeod and just as good in the pass game. I think G.J. Kenny and Texas State does what it's done all year and get up early. I think that North Texas will be trying to figure out a way to, play around a new quarterback, and it won't be the same system that they usually run with Morris as the quarterback. So give me an early start by Texas State, who's known for getting up early on teams. I got -7 at -120 last night. I'm seeing some books at -7 in the hook right now. I still would play the -7.5. So first half, Texas State on that one.
All right. Texas State, -7, or even 7.5. Yep. Buy it down to 7. Buy it down to 7 if you can.
Yes, you can.
Next game.
Okay, let's go to the FCS championship. You guys know we play this one every year on here. I think this is my third or fourth year with you guys. We play it every year, and we've done really well with it. Monday, the game that the FCS has been waiting on, number one, Montana State against number two, North Dakota State. We're big Bison fans over here. We're going to continue to ride with them. I know Montana State is really good, man. I bet them a lot this year. They're undefeated. They have the number one FCS scoring offense, 41.3 points per game. Number two rushing offense. Tommy Mellett, they call him Tommy Football. He's a really good player, man. He graded out as the number one quarterback in FCS and FBS by PFF. So you know that he can really play, man. He's accounted for 2,564 yards passing, 29 touchdowns, only two interceptions, 68.8% of his completions. This kid can really play, man. He used to scramble a lot and be a guy that run around, but now he's, sitting in the pocket and throwing darts. But even with that said, he's already ran for almost 1,000 yards this year with 915. His counterpart, though, is Cam Miller. Cam Miller's a really good player as well. He's ranked by PFF as the number three quarterback in the FCS and FBS. So he's a baller, too, man. He can really spin it. 31 touchdowns, only four interceptions. His top target actually is the brother of Trey Lance, Bryce Lance, and he's a really good player, man. Top target in the country in the FCS. He's 66 catches for 964 yards and 16 touchdowns, so he's gotten the box every game this season. All things point to the over on this game, guys, but it's too high for me at 57. Montana State only allows 17.1 points per game. They're ranked number 6 in the FCS in defense, whereas North Dakota State only allows 17.7 points per game. So even though it seems like the offense is going to dominate the day, I would not be surprised if we see some key stops by the defense. But in a game with two teams that are so talented and have so much tradition, you got to take the points. So I'll be on +3.5 in North Dakota State. This team never gets points, especially in the championship situation, so I got to ride with that. Give me North Dakota State +3.5.
The Jackrabbits win it every year. How are you going to bet against the Jackrabbits? Of course you got to go North Dakota State.
Yeah, North Dakota State, baby. Do it.
That's it. And then finally, we talked about it just a second ago, Vikings and Lions. Which way are you going?
I got to take the points with the Vikings. I caught 3.5. You might it's probably worth it. I'm sorry about that. Someone just gave me a tick. Actually, it's your boy, actually, that just texted me there, John. But, yeah, man, North Texas, man. I apologize. I got lost in my thoughts. The Minnesota Vikings, +3.5, I got to take that, man. We got a game where both offenses are fireworks. The over 55.5 is probably good. One of the higher totals that we've seen all season long. But even with that said, man, I like the fact that Minnesota at least plays a little defense. You know that you're going to see something from Brian Flores to try to at least slow down the line. I don't see how Detroit, with all of the guys they have missing, they've not been able to stop a nosebleed. So I don't know how they're able to get that Minnesota offense off the field. We know that Kevin O'Connell is going to be throwing it up. We're going to see the best of Justin Jefferson. We know that. And he's not the only guy. They got weapons everywhere over there. Probably be a shootout. Even with that said, I got to take the points in the shootout. Give me +3.5 in Minnesota. I actually think Minnesota wins this one outright.
I like that 55. That 55, mm-hmm. That's a good number. It's the last game of the year.
Sunday night football.
It's for all of the marbles. And you're right. Aaron just doesn't have anything to work with now. So it's going to be difficult to stop
Jefferson. They're just waiting to get out of this.
Yeah.
This season is just.
They need turnovers. Like against the 49ers, as you saw in the second half, great job by Kirby Joseph. He's a hell of a player. He made two interceptions, and that kind of made it where Detroit was able to get in the lead. But, man, they struggled with Brock Purdy. So what you think they're going to do with Sam Darnold and the way they're clicking on offense? And you know that Kevin O'Connell, man, is one of the best coordinators in the league. He's the head coach, but he's one of the best OCs. He knows how to design some really great plays. So I think Minnesota won't have problems scoring. But the problem with Detroit is they're going to have to score every time they get the ball, because I think Brian Flores will have some way to kind of slow them down where they end up getting off the ball a couple times, man. They had a classic game earlier this year in the Metrodome. We'll see if Minnesota can get his revenge this game. But I got to take those points in this big game, man, huge game.
Yep, that's a big one for who's going to be the number one seed in the NFC. All right, and that's a Sunday night game, so that'll be fun. All right, that's five-star in Vegas, man. Let's get off to a great start. We got the college football playoffs here. We got NFL playoffs, so we're going to keep Five Star with us through the month of January and beyond. So we'll get winners every week, Friday, 9:15 every week right here from Five Star. At Five Star in Vegas, at Five Star in Vegas. Yep. Hey, man, we appreciate you as always.
I'll text you guys, too, man, to see about next week. Maybe I'll try to come on the day of the football playoffs. I think they're on Thursday next week if they are.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that makes more sense, yeah.
So I can come in early and get the people, you know, the games for that one. I'll text you and let you know. Okay,
Absolutely, brother. All right, bro. That's Five Star in Vegas with us every week right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, I got to talk right now about Gulf Coast Windows. I got to talk about Jim Fiume. I got to talk about 40 years of a business that has been a primo business that's been, I mean, the Better Business Bureau says it's the top. It doesn't get any better than what Gulf Coast Windows has done over the years. They're fantastic. They are. It just doesn't get any better. Jim Fiume has been doing this, but he's had a philosophy. The philosophy is, let's get the best window in the market. Let's get the best installation. We'll give you the best warranty we can. Let's put the number one product in the market out there for people, okay? Why would you go with a second-rate window? Maybe you're going to save a few dollars. What, over the long haul, you're paying money because that window, first of all, security. Do you care about your family and your safety? Secondly, Do you care about your energy bills because you're going to save money? Third, do you care that, you know, hearing stuff outside, okay? It the beauty, privacy, security, all of those things, that's Gulf Coast Windows. That's the only place you should go. Doors, windows, doesn't matter. Installation, second to none. They've always had customer-first philosophy, and that continues today. GulfCoastWindows.com, 713-849-5454, 713-849-5454, or GulfCoastWindows.com.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John Lance Adell, along with Warehouse Live guy, letting the bodies hit the floor. He's been letting the bodies hit the floor all season long. He has had his greatest season ever. Greatest ever season. Not giving away tickets, but that's going to change today. As a guy, how about this, Justin? I don't know, have we ever played another Justin?
This first one.
I don't know about that.
This is the first time, I think.
Yeah.
Justin v. Justin. A death match. A grudge match for the name Justin. The loser can't be called Justin.
Oh, man, that is rough.
All right? The loser loses his name, okay? What's going on the holiday season over at Warehouse Live?
It's been kind of slow. We're starting to pick back up this week. Tonight we got Emo Riot Night. Tomorrow night we got a free show with couple of the best tributes in town, tributes to Ozzy Osbourne and Motley Crue. And then Sunday Funday, we got a band called AMFM, which is a 70s rock cover band. And joining them will be Double Vision, which is a Foreigner tribute, which I think you've seen a couple times.
I've seen that, yep. Great stuff. I love all that. I would have been there if it wasn't for this cold I have, this pink eye I have. So
we can isolate you. We can put you in your own little booth. You can isolate you and come on out.
I canceled my flight, so I'm just going to lay on the couch here until I get better. I'm not flying. But people, they wouldn't let me on the plane right now. When I was checking in, they'd be like, "Oh no, sir, you can't get on this plane. I'm sorry, you are definitely contagious." We're being joined, and by the way, if you want to find out how to get there or get tickets or whatever, warehouselive.com, warehouselive.com. And we're being joined by another Justin. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. What do you do for a living, Justin?
Going to school right now.
Oh, nice. I like you listening to the show instead of studying. So you were listening to the show, and you said, "Oh, you know what? I'm a student. I can win. I can beat Justin because I'm smarter than him because I'm in school right now. I can go to this game. Justin pays for it with the tickets and the ride there and back." That's good thinking there, Justin. Good thinking.
Yeah.
So what school do you go to?
I go to College of the Mainland down in Texas City.
Texas City, very nice, very nice. That's Dell's stomping grounds right there. Dell grew up right next to the school.
No, I didn't.
I thought, well.
Well, I grew up in California.
Well, kind of close. I mean,
not at
close.
All.
Grew up right next to the school.
Right. I thought you were right there. Justin, Justin, Warehouse Live guy. You're going to be Warehouse Live guy, and he's going to be Justin, okay? So
yep.
We can make sure that
there's no
confusion.
No J-Dog.
Yeah, right. So we're going to make sure that there's no confusion. What are we playing for, Warehouse Live guy?
Well, since it's the last Beat the Warehouse guy of the year, I thought I'd pull a good one here. Let's do the Rockets versus the number 2 seed Memphis Grizzlies on the 13th of January.
Well, how about that? The number 2 seed, Ja, coming to town. And let's go. All right, that'll be fun. That's a good game. You got a good game, Justin. All right?
Nice.
But play well. Don't suck. Because everybody that's played Justin, the Warehouse Live guy this year, has sucked. Okay, so don't suck today, Justin.
What a confidence booster.
Well, I'm just giving him some encouragement.
Motivation.
Yeah, that's the way I do it. So try not to suck today. All right. Justin versus Warehouse Live Guy. Warehouse Live Guy, as always, goes first. Warehouse Live Guy, who you got?
Well, this was actually going to be my fourth pick, but Five Star threw it out there, and people have been poaching his picks all year long, so I'm going to bump it up to my number one pick and take the Minnesota Vikings plus three.
Minnesota, the Minnesota Football Vikings plus three right now. Not three and a half, plus three. Justin?
I'll take the over in that same game.
See, he liked the over. It's 56 and a half now. You know that, right? 56 and a half at this point in our lives. 56 and a half over Vikings and Lions. Warehouse Live Guy?
Never in my life did I think I would say these words, but give me the Ravens minus 19 and a half.
Ooh. 19 and a half. Wow. The Ravens minus 19 and a half. Ravens need to win so that they can hold on to the division title, and the Browns suck. So there you have it, 19 and a half. Have you ever laid 19 and a half in your life?
I don't think there's ever been one that high that I can remember.
Not pros.
In the NFL.
Yeah.
In the NFL, I know, right? All right, Justin?
Let me go with the New York Jets plus one.
The New York Jets at this point in our lives are plus one against the Miami Football Dolphins. The Jets at home, plus one against the Dolphins. Warehouse Live Guy?
Let's take the Seahawks, minus 6.5.
The Seahawks, minus 6.5 at the L.A. Rams, 6.5. Seahawks, minus 6.5. Justin?
Let me go San Francisco, plus 4.5.
San Francisco is plus 4.5. At the Arizona Cardinals. San Francisco plus 4.5 at the Cardinals. Warehouse Live Guy?
Let's try the Carolina Panthers plus 8.
The Carolina Football Panthers, at this point in our lives, are plus 8 at the Atlanta Falcons. Carolina Panthers plus 8. Justin?
Let's take the over in the Pittsburgh-Cincinnati game.
Pittsburgh and Cincinnati will be playing on Saturday night. Pittsburgh, it's over 47.5. Over 47.5. And your last pick, Warehouse Live Guy?
Well, I don't like to go against any of his picks, but it's the last segment of the year, so I got to find a banger here somewhere. So let's go ahead and pick the Dolphins.
The Dolphins are a double! Oh! That was a double banger. And finally, Justin.
Let's take the under in the Giants-Bills.
Giants-Eagles. Under 37.5. Giants-Eagles under 37.5. All right, Dell.
For Warehouse Live Guy, formerly known as Justin, Vikings plus 3, Ravens minus 19.5, Seattle minus 6.5, Carolina plus 8, and the Dolphins minus 1. We got Justin, Vikings-Lions, was that over 56.5, Jets plus 1, 49ers plus 4.5, over Cincinnati-Pittsburgh 47.5, and the under in the Giants-Eagles 37.5.
Yep.
Those are your picks. Those sound good. Good luck to Justin and the other Justin. We'll see how it plays out.
That's it. Well, Justin, thank you for listening. But I think you should probably study more.
It's college of the mainland. How much studying needs to be done?
Oh my God. you're the worst.
Sorry, okay. I grew up next to the school,
so right
I know.
Next to it,
I would
so,
know.
Yeah, Dell should know.
I would know.
You know.
As
you
a
know
long time
as a long time resident, lover of yeah. College of the mainland, I would
it's
know.
It's the Harvard of Texas City, okay?
That is what they send in the brochures, yes.
That's what they say. That's what they say. The people say that, all right? Justin, good luck in school, kick ass, and I hope you're going to that Memphis game on Warehouse Live Guy.
Me too. Thank you, John.
All right, man. There is Justin, listener to the show, and we appreciate it, student and hopefully much smarter than Warehouse Live guy. That's what we're hoping for. Not that we want you to lose, Justin. Not that we.
No, it's pretty clear you want him to lose.
No,
mm-hmm. It's been pretty clear all year. Maybe you should take a different approach. Root for him so he will lose, because you've been rooting for against him all year, and it has not helped.
Well, you know what? You're right. I'm rooting for you here. I'm rooting for you here, Jay. This is your This is your week. This is your week, buddy. All right? Go get him. Go get him, pal. We appreciate you. WarehouseLive.com, WarehouseLive.com. Get to that show Saturday night. That's a good show. And Sunday Fun Day is great, too. Those are a couple of your 70s fan, foreigner fan. Get there because that's fun. Those are fun days. And they're free. Both of them are absolutely free. So get to Warehouse Live this weekend. And you could tell her, right, Jay? You tell her, oh, listen, I'm taking you a concert. I'm taking you to a show, bar. We're going to go see live bands. And it doesn't cost you a dime. That's how good that is, right?
Well, I'm hoping you'll buy a couple cocktails, but yeah.
Well, I mean to get in. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, absolutely. Don't bring your own. So there is that. WarehouseLive.com. Justin, as always, hey, thanks for a great year. We appreciate you as always, and we'll do it again next year.
All right. Enjoy it, guys. Feel better, John.
All right. There it is. Justin from Warehouse Live versus Justin from Texas City School of Mines.
Double justice.
No.
That's not the school.
Well, college is in the mainland.
What is it?
You know, it's COM, College of the Mainland.
Oh, College of the Mainland. Oh, okay.
The Harvard of Texas City, as you earlier said.
The Harvard of Texas City. That's right. That's what the people say. But right now, we've got Underdog.
Underdog Fantasy is the best way to watch games because you're watching and playing at the same time. And what I mean by that is, when you have the Pick'em Challenge that they have, where it just says picks in the lower left-hand corner of the app. By the way, download the app. Super easy to use. Very instinctive user interface. And you're watching these games. You say, okay, I know what's going to happen in this game. I study these games. This quarterback's going to throw for this many yards. This receiver this weekend, I'm looking for, Mike Evans has got a contract that's going to pay him $3 million if he gets this many catches and this many yards. Good. Go play that higher. That's a chance for you to take that knowledge you have and go play it. And a chance to win up to 1,000 times your original play. It happens all the time. You can play two players, you can play five or six players. They have flex picks, which means that you can put four picks and win three of them and still make money. But you win, obviously, more if you hit all four. You can do five, you can do six. You've got flex picks, you've got the ones where you've got to win them all, which has huge payouts in many instances. And when you use the promo code Lance for your first deposit, they're going to give you a free winner, a free pick, and they're going to give you up to $1,000 in bonus cash. Listen, I'm making money. You can make money. Take your sports knowledge and make it even more fun when you're watching your college football playoff games, your NFL games, your NBA games. And don't forget to go to the Pick'em lobby, because there's boosts and discounts on picks all the time, making it even easier for you to win more money. It's Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right. An intoxicated police officer allegedly...
DUI.
What?
I was predicting what it was going to be.
No. He released prisoners in Zambia because he wanted to have everybody to have a good time. Do you think that prisoners should be released to have a good New Year's?
Not typically. I mean, you can let them have more time on the yard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I mean, released?
Released. Let them out. Hey, we're having a good time.
Maybe he had prison hooch. It was just too much for him.
He said he was drunk.
He must have got some prison hooch.
He was drunk.
It's called Pruno, John. I've seen enough, like, 60 days in and enough prison shows to know it's called Pruno. That's what they out of the fruit. You know, they get the fruit to rot and it turns into alcohol. It's called Pruno.
Wow, that's got to be tasty.
Yep.
Just give me my Coors Lights. I'm good.
Yeah.
Greg Abbott sent condolences to Rosalind Carter.
Okay.
She's been dead for a while, though.
Ooh, that's a tough call. That's a bad beat.
Yeah. It's that. Diplo. Do we know who Diplo is?
Yeah, DJ. Well, yeah. Diplo's a producer or DJ? I think he's a producer slash DJ.
Well, he was on CNN's New Year's Eve coverage.
Uh-huh.
And he was on LSD.
Yeah, it's okay. Is this news of the weird, or what are we doing here?
Well, it's a little weird to be going on a national show on LSD. Yes.
Okay, you know what? If you want to have DJs, international DJ types on your shows, you're going to get what you get. Sometimes, some guys, do you know there are some guys who will throw cakes? Steve Aoki, have you ever seen that, Dell, where he can cake people? He can take a whole cake and throw it into the crowd and hit people with incredible accuracy. Like women who are standing or are sitting on somebody's shoulders with a sign that says, cake me or hit me with a cake or whatever they say. He can throw it from the stage and smash them about like 15 to 20 yards away. It's incredible.
That's awesome.
Slowick's calling the good routes for him.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently Bobby Slowick is not his offensive coordinator. In Uttar Pradesh, a mobile phone thief company. Mm-hmm. This is a company that steals mobile phones. And they made headlines for offering employee-friendly work environment. They pay its members a fixed monthly salary, but also provide them with free food and travel allowances, turning organized crime into something that's corporate. Do you want to go work for this company that steals mobile phones?
I mean, I'm good with what I'm doing now. I'm going to stick with radio and NFL. I'm not going to do that, but I will say that Mason's going to need a job soon.
It's not a bad way to make... Listen, the benefits are better than a lot of places.
Are they?
Yeah.
What are the benefits?
Well, free food, travel allowances.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? You dress for the job you want, not the dress the job you have.
Well, you got to dress with a mask on. You got to be total black, yeah. You know, tight black and like a ninja.
But if you're going to get, you know what? If you're going to get like food and travel and all that stuff, like if you want to get the very best, you're going to have to entice them with the very best.
Yeah.
You know, with the best incentives.
Do you want to be incentivized to steal phones or not?
I mean, I'm going to do it, I'd rather do it for more incentives.
And I got a guaranteed income.
Yeah.
I think this company's onto something here. A Saskatchewan appeal court gives two thumbs up to a decision that emoji is contractually binding. So let's say we make a deal over our phones and you give me a thumbs up on it. That is legally binding now.
What?
Yeah.
A thumbs up is legally binding?
Yeah, because we got a new way of communicating in 2025.
I mean, let's face it. There's a lot of people who don't. It's all emojis and stuff like that. I think we do have to start changing some of this.
Yes, absolutely. I'm with this judge on this one. If you give me a thumbs up, first of all, you're not a 12-year-old girl, so don't send emojis, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't use emojis unless you're a 12-year-old girl. But if you do that, then it should be legally binding, right?
Yes.
So apparently. I'm with them on this one, all right? We are done. That was a nice week, a two-day week. I'm all about two-day weeks, especially when I am feeling the way I'm feeling.
Have more of those two-day weeks?
Two-day weeks are the best weeks.
I'll work forever. I'll work till I'm 90 if I get a two-day week.
Yeah. Lance, you're only going to live two more years.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
All right?
You
better get in a bunch of shows, all right?
I just like to say things like that when I already know Gilbert's going to have me dead.
Dead.
And I would still rather I die than have to keep bringing him women and clothes and food. Like, that feels like...
Pimp?
That's what I'm saying. I have to bring him women, clothes, and food. What does that make me? It makes me something. I don't know that it makes me a trafficker. Yeah, maybe. I traffic in steaks and corn on the cob.
We'll call you an import exporter, is what we'll call
female
you.
Female television personalities.
You are. There's a lot of trafficking going on in this country right now, and you're a part of the
I'm
problem,
part of the
not
problem.
The solution.
I'm part of the problem.
You're not the solution. You're a part of the problem. All right, we are done. We appreciate you, as always. We will talk to you again on Monday after the Texans beat the Titans' ass on Sunday.
Mm. Is that what's happening?
We're trying to make Hannah happy, okay? That's what we're going to do.
That seems sarcastic.
No, that's not sarcastic at all. We're trying to make Hannah happy. So let's go. Beat their ass. We're done. Have a great weekend. Delvin and Sean are next. It kind of is.
It really isn't. But first, before you go, John, or Lance, you should be talking about Taquerias.
I'm not talking about them.
I'll talk about Taquerias, Durandas. I'll talk about a chance for you to go grab yourself lunch today. Breakfast is over. Now, I don't want you to forget that the Aranda Sports Bar, inside of 14 different locations of Taquerias Aranda, you've got the bars they're turning into, their bars into sports bars. They got a lot of space, they got a lot of televisions, and they're actually turning them into sports bars. They're changing up some of the menus to give you bar menus so that you can watch with drink specials. You got your beer, your margaritas, your authentic Mexican food, or your bar menu, and you and the fellas go hang out. Post up in your chairs and go have them turn on the games you want and watch your games there and enjoy yourself. That's a great way to do it. Now, lunch is just right around the corner. It's 10 o'clock now. You want to go out and grab your lunch, 11:30, 12 o'clock. Stop in at a local Taqueria Sarandas and enjoy yourself. I'm going to suggest some street tacos. Very, very simple. I love carne asada. I love al pastor. You get those with the onions and the lime and the cilantro. Oh my gosh. So, so delicious. Homemade tortillas. And they're waiting for you at any of those 14 locations here in the Houston area. Make sure that you go to TaqueriaSarandas.com to go find one near you. Stop in and enjoy some great food and some good times at Taqueria Sarandas.